Teachers who love to travel, this is absolutely for you because I love giving teacher hacks that are focused on one, having fun, and two, saving money because I understand as teachers, we want to have a good time, but we also have to be very aware of the budget. And so what I want to do is let you in on the greatest travel hack of all time. And spoiler alert, I'm going to tell you how you can fly for free. That's correct. Because over the course of the past year, I have flown 4 round trip tickets and it literally cost me $5.60 per leg because I did all of those flights on points. And I got a hack to show you how you can do this as well. This is super simple, it's super strategic, and I am telling you, I have been doing this exact thing for nearly 10 years, and it causes me to want to travel more because I understand it's not gonna break the bank, but we are gonna have a banging amount of fun. So if this is something that is maybe on your bucket list, maybe you have a trip coming up that you want to save money on, or maybe you've got that idea going to Mexico, going to Aruba, going to Jamaica, taking the family to the Orlando to see the Mickey Mouse, you can apply this exact strategy to your upcoming trip. Book it, baby. Let's go. There is awesome in every single school day. So here is the big question. How can teachers like us, who love our job, love our students, and love being a part of education, celebrate awesome even more in our classrooms and learning communities? Where can we find teaching tips and tricks? Where can we find engaging stories and motivational strategies? That is the question, and this weekly podcast is your answer. So welcome to all my teacher friends. My name is Monica Genta, and I am so excited that you are here listening to this podcast, This Teacher Life. Now, I want to start off this episode by giving a full disclaimer. What I'm about to say is not financial advice. I am not your brokerage. I am not your bank. I am not your financial friend. What I want to do is just seriously give you the details of what I have done. And if it applies to you, you can mimic these exact same things. These aren't secrets to success. These are just simple strategic things that you can do to have a sweet time in whatever destination sounds appealing to you. But again, not financial advice, just freaking truth that I want to help other teachers with. Lean in for this crazy fact. This year, I accumulated 157,848 sky miles. And it's not because I flew a lot. In fact, this year, I probably flew less than I have in the past 3 or 4 years. Like since COVID, this was my least travel year. However, with those 157,848 miles, I am going to be able to fly multiple round trips for free in the next few years. How do you do it? How have I done it? How can you do it? Simple. Credit card hacks. I want you to know, like I said earlier, this is not financial advice, and I'm not a huge proponent of having lots of credit cards. I know that credit cards can get a lot of people into some hot water, and just the ease and the simplicity of spending with a credit card can be extremely dangerous for people. However, with a strategy and with a little bit of self-awareness, I think that we can do a lot of cool shit, whether that is flying, traveling, or even like getting free gasoline. There are a lot of perks to credit cards. And the way that I decided to do a specific credit card, because I only have Southwest credit card, the way I decided to do it was, what is something that I love to do? Well, I love to travel. Travel can be freaking expensive though. So I decided, if I am going to buy gas and buy groceries and have everyday spending, because that's how life works, we have to spend money, as opposed to doing on a debit card, which I get no benefits from, I want to capitalize and get credit card points for something that I probably wouldn't normally do unless there was strategic benefit to it. And so that led me to picking the Southwest credit card. And I have a Southwest business credit card for business expenses. But probably more important for this episode, I have the Southwest personal credit card. And so I decided to go this route because I wanted to be able to travel and not have like an ulcer every single time I booked something. Because I was like, oh my God, that's so irresponsible. I can't believe I just spent $500 on a flight. I wanted to say, listen, life's expensive, but you gotta buy groceries, you gotta buy gas, you gotta do life's things, might as well be earning something strategic for it. And I decided to do that with SkyMiles. So I will tell you that I have the personal Southwest credit card. It does have an annual fee of $99. So just having the card costs $100. However, I know that people are getting kind of mad at Southwest lately because they've changed a lot of policies. One of the greatest perks right now of the Southwest credit card is your bags still can go free. Okay? People are like, now they're charging for bags. If you have the credit card, it's going to pay for itself because you can have a bag for free now. So you're not going to have that added cost if you choose that airline. Okay? So that's one of the perks. But one of the really cool things about it, and I'll just break this down for you. Like this year, because I put gas on my Southwest credit card and groceries on my Southwest credit card and everyday expenses, like for example, homeowner's insurance. Ooh, homeowner's insurance is so freaking expensive. But that $3,000 that I need to spend on homeowner's insurance, I put on my Southwest credit card. Plus, there was a special bonus going around that if you put insurance on your credit card that month through Southwest, through the Chase credit card, that you got double. And Progressive, which is where I have my homeowner's insurance and my umbrella policy and my car insurance, collectively, I was at $5,000 for insurance. Gross, gross, gross. Except because I put that on my credit card, Progressive cannot charge a fee for that. Progressive can't. Your insurance might, but Progressive doesn't charge an extra fee. I ended up getting 10,000 SkyMiles simply because I put that on my credit card, but I had the cash to pay the credit card off that very next statement, that very next cycle. Okay? Why did I have the cash to do that? Budgeting. So the other part of having a credit card is obviously budgeting, but I had budgeted for that. So it didn't feel like an absolute sucker punch to the stomach to pay for those annual fees of insurances because I had budgeted. And then I got 10,000 bonus miles for Southwest. Oh, heck yes. And so what happens every single month for me is I do my daily spending, my life spending, my normal everyday essential spending on these credit cards. And by the end of the year, with all the bonuses and all of the strategy, hello, 160,000 SkyMiles that I can use for fun whenever I want. And so just this year, I used my SkyMiles to go to West Palm Beach, Florida, to surprise my parents. That was awesome. And I didn't have the guilt because I used bonus points from my credit card. I also went to Las Vegas this summer with my BFF, Jack Berkmeyer. I felt no guilt for booking that ticket because I used SkyMiles. I also went to Miami this summer because I went on a cruise. And guess what? I used that flight with SkyMiles. That's how I got it. People are like, Monica, you travel so much. I'm like, yeah, because I use travel strategy. It's like, Monica, you take so many trips. Yes, because I am doing it for leisure, nearly free flights every single time. Business flights are different. If I'm flying to New York to do a speaking event, that's different, right? I'm not going to use my personal SkyMiles for business things. But I also, in December, was like, gross, I am sick of snow. I am sick of negative 17 degrees. I'm going to fly to Florida in December before the holiday. How did I do it? On SkyMiles. 4 round trip tickets that personally cost me $5.60 per leg, because Southwest does say, hey, you have to at least pay the fees, and the fees are $5.60 per leg. That's how much it costs. And using Sky Miles, that is incredible. And so if you are not familiar with the Southwest system or Sky Miles or how this works, I want to just give you an example of how this could work for you. If you don't have a Southwest credit card and you like to travel, this is for you, okay? Because they often do special bonuses of anywhere from 40,000 up to, I've seen like 80,000 Sky Miles just for getting the credit card. So just for signing up and doing the monthly minimum spend, you get somewhere between 40,000 and 80,000 miles just for getting the card. Hello, that's incredible. And just as a point of reference, you could fly from, let's say, St. Louis Lambert Airport to ORD, that's Orlando, Florida, round trip this summer for around 36,000 points. So basically, to get one of these credit cards, they are giving you a round trip ticket to lots of places for nothing, just for having the credit card. That's why I say, like, when you do the strategy, it pays for itself. In fact, here's another example. If you are just doing groceries, gas, everyday spending on a credit card, like this year, I accumulated close to 160,000 bonus points. Not because I spent $160,000. Absolutely not. They do bonuses for, hey, you can earn extra points for gas. Hey, you can earn extra points for grocery. Hey, you can earn extra points for hotels. So just because you earn 160,000 points doesn't mean you put $160,000 on a credit card. Okay. That's not how it works, because they're constantly doing special bonuses each month, and I pay attention to those. That's how I capitalized. So what can you do with 160,000 points that you could accumulate in an average year? Get this. You and maybe your whole family, okay? Maybe you, your spouse, your significant other, and your two kids could take that trip to Disney, could go to Orlando, and it would cost you $5.60 per leg. That's insane. Because round trip, and I just looked this up. This is real-time data. I just looked this up. Round trip per person is about 36,000 points. Well, 36,000 times four is about 144,000 miles. If you're doing everyday spending similar to mine, yours could be also way more, could be way less, depending on how you use the card. But I'm just saying, as an example, remember, this is not financial advice, okay? I am not your financial advisor. I'm your friend, okay? But can you imagine having zero guilt, booking the tickets to go on the trip that you have always wanted to go on because you simply, like, hacked the credit card system and said, hey, instead of putting everyday spending on a debit card, I'm going to go all in on one strategic credit card. Like, that's incredible, okay? Here's another example that I could give you. Maybe you never took a honeymoon. Maybe you haven't gotten away with your spouse, your significant other, your partner. Here's another example. Because Southwest flies internationally. I have flown Southwest internationally a number of times. Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take you to. Do you know that song? Okay, nonetheless. What I was gonna say is that you can fly internationally as well using this system. So I double checked it. You could fly from St. Louis, and I'm choosing St. Louis because that's my, like, preferred airport, but there's so many different hubs that you can go through. But you could fly from St. Louis to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, round trip using points, for about 42,000 points this summer. 42,000 points. Hello. Can I tell you I just did that? Literally last night, I just booked a trip in June to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Cost me 42,000 points. And I got to book somebody with me for free because I have the Southwest Companion Pass. We're going to save the Southwest Companion Pass for another episode, because there is a whole nother strategy that you can bring somebody with you every single time you fly for free. Not even shitting you. It's like a whole thing. if you're curious about that and the episode hasn't released and you want to know how you can do that, message me because I'll give you the whole strategy on that. But I want to stay focused on just the simple cut and dry method of using Sky Miles. So you could go 42,000 points round trip to Mexico this summer. You could also go round trip from St. Louis to, let's say, Jamaica for about 43,000 points. So you and one other person, take your BFF, take your spouse, take your significant other, take your partner. You could do two round trips with somebody else this summer for your bank of points that you can accumulate pretty easily in one full year, using mine as an example. Again, example, playing the credit card strategy hacks with the Southwest credit card. So I guess here's what I'm trying to say. There are so many really cool ways to do the stuff that we want to do as teachers, but on a teacher budget. The question is, do you have the strategy in place? And I think that if you are taking some of these ideas that I'm dropping in this episode and applying them to your situation and your budget and strategizing, you can absolutely take that trip. Book it. There's this kind of inappropriate thing. I don't know if you've heard it. It's called FIBI, FIBI. I don't know if that's how people are saying it, FIBI, FIBI. That first one is the F word. Beep it, book it. See what I'm saying? The F stand is the F word, okay? So, beep it, book it. It's kind of like YOLO, you know, like you only live once. It's the travel equivalent of YOLO. You only live once. That can get people into some hot water. YOLO can get people into some hot water. So can FIBI. Blanket, book it. Wouldn't you feel so good if you're like, F it, book it. But you have the points to book it, so it doesn't feel so edgy. It doesn't feel so like, oh, I shouldn't be doing this. Yeah, you should. Hell yeah, go enjoy life. Live your life if you have the strategy in place, okay? Whew, I'm worked up about this because I do think it's really strategic. Now, I will say this. I could probably do another whole episode on credit cards about clothing. You guys know that my people are Jack Birkmeyer and Rachel McCoy, okay? And Rachel goes all in, not on the Southwest credit card. She goes all in on the Gap credit card, and she buys Old Navy, Banana Republic, Athleta. What's the other one? Gap, Old Navy, Athleta, Banana Republic. She buys those clothes for herself and for the kids, $0 every single year, because she goes all in on the Gap card and works that point system. So she doesn't get as much excitement necessarily with travel, but she goes all in on that Gap card and literally doesn't pay for clothing with cash. She buys clothing with points. Incredible. And if you've ever seen, I mean, her style is remarkable. She's literally a fashionista, but doing it for like $0 a year. It's wild. To go shopping with her is absolutely wild, okay? If you want more info on that, let me know. I can get you all the details on that. Maybe we'll do an episode on that. Jack Birkmeyer, like, hilarious, amazing guy. He does not believe in the Southwest credit card, okay? He's bougie, you know what I'm saying? He's a bougie guy, and he loves United Airlines, but he does the exact same thing with United Airlines that I do with Southwest. He does a lot more international traveling outside of like tropical locations, okay? So that is super strategic for him. He flies all over the place and does so for leisure occasionally and uses his Sky Miles to go to like Malta, all right? Tons of different strategies exist, and I think a lot of it's just picking where you want to have fun or where you want to de-stress your life and then capitalizing on that with a plan. Again, not financial advice, not a financial advisor. But what I am saying is there are options out there. In fact, what I will tell you is they're always doing new special promotions for people with the Southwest credit card to give to other people who do not have the card. So I don't know when you're listening to this. Maybe you're listening to this at the time of the release. I can absolutely hook you up with the best possible bonus points offer if you want it. Let me know. Message me. I'll probably put something in the show notes, but if you message me when you're listening to this, I will find you the best possible promotion to get you the most possible points if you want to explore the Southwest credit card. I'm also going to put something in the show notes. That way you can kind of take a look at the offers. But again, seriously, message me and I will find you the most possible points, the best possible deal, and I'll answer any of your specific questions. I understand that talking finances can feel frustrating. I understand that talking finances can feel like freaking overwhelming, but I want talking finances to sound freaking fun for you. Because teacher budget, teacher travel, teacher finances can be freaking awesome if we are doing so strategically with a solid plan. And friend, I want to help you with that plan. That's what I'm trying to say here. Am I mad at Southwest for changing some of their policies? Yeah, I am a little bit. Do I still rock Allegiance? And have I continued to hold only their credit cards? Those are the only credit cards I have. I thought about getting an American Airlines credit card recently, and I looked at it and I was like, that's not going to benefit me. Then I thought about going not connected to an airline. I considered leaving an airline credit card and going to more of a general, like a Chase Sapphire or an Amex or something like that. But I decided no, this is where I'm at in my life. I'm going all in on Southwest until they decide to stop having these incredible bonus offers that are causing me to fly 4, 5, sometimes 6 times a year round trip for leisure for literally $5.60 a flight. Now, if you travel internationally, I will say you do have to pay international fees on those trips. But instead of saying like paying $600 round trip for a ticket, you might be paying like $56 round trip for a ticket. Hello, that's 90% off if I did my math correctly. All right. So very exciting stuff. Teacher travel can happen. Teacher travel on a budget can happen. And we don't have to like cut corners in order to have fun. That's the main takeaway from this episode. If you are a teacher who wants to have a good time and you want to block something on your calendar and you want to book that trip and you want to have an experience with your friends or you want to have that once in a lifetime like trip with your family, you can freaking do it. You can do it. And I would love to help you with that. So if you have any questions from the episode, do not hesitate to direct message me, because I love supporting people on this, because I love helping teachers book that trip, find that deal, travel hack your way out of flights and hotels and bonus points. I know this episode was a little bit different than what we normally do, but I'm here for it, and I'm kind of excited. I kind of might do more episodes like this. As a reminder, episodes for the This Teacher Life drop every single Sunday night, so you are ready for your Monday morning commute. As an additional reminder, I did put a link to this Southwest credit card for you to learn more about it. It's in the show notes, but remember, if you're thinking about, oh, I'm going to go ahead and do this, make sure that you message me, because I will find you the most up-to-date, best possible bonus for you. You guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode, but most importantly, thank you for living this teacher life.